This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Here are 8 to 9 of the stories we're following this morning, and thank you for listening. First, the markets were down significantly yesterday on really two sets of news. First, concerns regarding the Omicron variant, increasingly trying to figure out the spread we know is a lot worse, but whether the actual impact is a lot worse remains to be seen. Second, Fed Chairman Powell and the Fed are increasing their efforts to fight inflation. And Fed Chairman Powell talked about that yesterday at the Senate. The S&P was down 1.9% yesterday, the NASDAQ down about 1.6%. Second, the good news is today, the NASDAQ and S&P futures both point up this morning. They're up each about nearly 1.5% this AM, and we'll see if that holds throughout the day. Third, the 10-year Treasury deal closed yesterday about 1.443. That's down nearly 18 basis points in the last week or so. Currently, it's back up to about 1.75 or so this morning, and we'll see where that goes as well, based on Fed tapering and some other things that are going on. Fourth, Fed Chairman Powell voiced increased concerns yesterday regarding inflation and said he may expedite the reduction in bond purchases by the Fed, otherwise known as, quote, the tapering. These purchases, the Fed has been purchasing about $120 billion a month in bonds. These purchases increase demand for U.S. bonds, treasury bonds, and mortgage bonds, and thus they tend to keep yields low on those bonds. Stopping or tapering the purchases may ultimately increase yields and is the first step prior to the Fed increasing the federal funds rate, the rate at which they lend to other banks, and lending at really low rates keeps the Fed funds rates low and keeps yields low and so forth. Fifth, COVID news. Here's 4 or 5 points on COVID. First, 1,550 deaths yesterday. Second, 108,000 new cases. Those are all in the U.S. Third, Merck's antiviral pill was approved early by a scientific panel, leading the way for FDA approval. And finally, with Omicron, we're in this very fascinating situation. Either we're in the calm before the storm, or it won't be as bad as expected, and we'll see pretty shortly. For more news on COVID, follow Becker's Healthcare. Also, another important news yesterday is a federal judge stayed the vaccine mandate for U.S. healthcare workers, the Biden mandate. That was sort of also interesting. The sixth thing we're following this morning is really comes out of a video we saw some time ago to discussion with Andrew McCart, a professor who runs the health management program. There are three things in this video they talked about for success professionally. And it's fascinating because it constantly comes up in different contexts. One is be likable / agreeable. Two is be on time. And three, be great at what you do. And the concept of this video was you have to be good at two of these three things to be successful in your job. You got to be likable and on time, or you got to be great and on time, or be great and be likable and not on time. But the idea was you got to hit two of these three. And the more that, of course, you know, after 30 years in the workplace, I just had this greater appreciation for this likable, agreeable thing and how important that is. I mean, we also talk about authenticity, which is a whole different discussion. But this reasonably likable, you can be brilliant. But if you're not likable, you're hard to work with. So this concept of being likable, agreeable, I find so fascinating. And it resonates with me so well. That's the sixth point today. The seventh point we'll talk about is Salesforce. Salesforce dropped 4% yesterday, is on the road to drop another 5% or so today, at least in the after-hours trading. Revenues for the quarter were up 27% to $6.86 billion. Net income was down to $468 million. And more importantly, why the stock is down, it projected lower earnings on increased competition going forward. And that was the story from sort of Salesforce. The last thing we'll note, I'll note two more things really quickly. Chris Cuomo indefinitely suspended from CNN based on sort of ethical journalistic rules and so forth, and how he sort of talked through his brother and coached his brother in probably not the right thing for a journalist, but the right thing as a brother, a fascinating situation. And finally, two of the authors I had a chance to interview recently that I really thought were just terrific were Sherry Greco-Rikus, author of Maximizing Return on Life, truly great, and Anna Pott, author of Life on the Grocery Line, and also just remarkable. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Update. Thank you very much.